Hey Sylvia, how's it going? It's John Constantine from Chatting with the Constantines. I wanted to say I had an awesome experience on your show today. I thought your show was awesome. You had awesome questions for me. I just had a great time. And guys, check out Syl Stein, The Daily, her newest show, The Coffee Chronicles. It's an awesome podcast. I recommend it to anybody who likes talking about coffee and writing tips. Syl Stein is one of the best. Again, Sylvia, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you in the next one.
Good morning. This is The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I am Sylvia Stein, and welcome to the show. Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Daily with Syl Stein on Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm drinking my Gevalia coffee, Colombian Gevalia, which I've spoken about before. It is a really great coffee, and I'm enjoying it today, but I'm happy to be with you on this Tuesday, bringing you a new show for The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM. We have a lot to go over. I'm going to be talking about Diana Gabaldon and her newest book of the Outlander series. So stay tuned and welcome to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I hope you're having a blessed Tuesday, and let's get started. So how's everyone doing? Good morning. This is The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. As I said, I've been enjoying my coffee, but I wanted to start off this new year, 2022. It's January 18, 2022. Yesterday, we honored the amazing Dr. Martin Luther King and his legacy. And I hope you'll first and foremost check out all books related to Martin Luther King. I am going to recommend a few before I start on Diana Gabaldon, because there are books that you can check out related to Dr. King and his legacy, and everything that he's that he created, did for us. He was a great speaker, doctor, person, everything. Activist, and he tried to do so much for all of us. Give me one second here. I'm looking up. I had all that information, and let me read you about Dr. Martin Luther King. Was an American Baptist minister and activist who became the most visible spokesman and leader in the American Civil Rights Movement from 1955 until his unfortunate assassination in 1968. And it was, unfortunately, it was in Memphis, Tennessee, but his legacy lives on. We have books on Amazon, The Autobiography of Martin Luther King Jr. And this is by Claiborne Carson. With knowledge, spirit, good humor, and passion, the autobiography of Martin Luther King Jr. brings to life a remarkable man whose thoughts and actions speak to our most burning contemporary issues and still inspire the desires, hopes, and dreams of us all. And of course, there's more books. Give me one moment here. There is A Time to Break the Silence, The Essential Works of Martin Luther King Jr., and this is for students. And this is by Martin Luther King Jr. Let's see here. Let's see here. Give me one moment. And where it says a synopsis about it. The first collection of King's essential writings for high school students and young people. A Time to Break Silent presents Martin Luther King Jr.'s most important writings and speeches, carefully selected by teachers across a variety of disciplines in an accessible and user-friendly volume. Now, for the first time, teachers and students will be able to access Dr. King's writings not only electronically, but in standalone book form. So that's another book by that you can check out in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King. And then the next one I'm going to recommend for today is the Strength to Love Gift Edition paperback. Strength to Love, Martin Luther King Jr. And this is, let's see here, the most comprehensive must-read narrative from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. addressing civil rights and social justice. There is one book Martin Luther King Jr. has written that people consistently tell me he has changed their lives. It is Strength to Love. Sorry about that, of the background noise. I hope that you didn't hear that. Sometimes it comes out, sometimes it doesn't. My son having a little meltdown over probably a game, so I apologize. So wrote Coretta Scott King, his beloved wife, "I believe it is because this book best explains the central element of Martin Luther King Jr.'s philosophy of nonviolence," she continued, "his belief in a divine loving presence that binds all life. It is possible to separate King's religious views from his views on societal change, which makes this a timely read when religious discussion is often left out of the public square." So it's called Strength to Love, and it's also available through Amazon in paperback and many forms. So we'll be right back. And we're back to the Daily with Silstein, which presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm enjoying my cup of coffee, and I just recommended books by the amazing Dr. Martin Luther King. Yesterday was a day of remembrance for Dr. King, and we remember him on his day. Give me a second here. He was born in January 15th of 1929, but every year they honor him on a Monday of remembrance for him, who, as I said, was an American Baptist minister and activist who became the most visible spokesman and leader in the American Civil Rights Movement. Unfortunately, his time was cut short, but he has left a legacy that still continues today. So I wanted to add that on to the books I recommended, and we'll be right back. And we're back to the Daily with Silstein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles here through Anchor FM. And now I'm going to talk about Diana. I'm switching gears and recommending another book by the very talented Diana Gabaldone. Diana J. Gabaldone is an American author known for the Outlander series of novels. Her books merge multiple genres featuring elements of historical fiction, romance, mystery, adventure, and science fiction and fantasy. And there's a television adaptation of the Outlander novels. But I wanted to come and talk to you about her latest book, which was very anticipated. This is Go tell the bees that I am gone. This is book 9 of the Outlander books. If you're not familiar with them, she has several books out, and this was the latest one that we were talking about before on this show, that hopefully when it came out, I would, you know, come and share about that. Unfortunately, I was on a hiatus. This came out November 23rd of 2021, much anticipated. And let me go into the book. This pass may seem the safest place to be. This is the, I'm reading the summary of the book, the synopsis, but it is the most dangerous time to be alive. Jamie Fraser and Claire Randall were torn apart by the Jacobite Rising in 1746, and it took them 20 years to find each other again. Now the American Revolution threatens to do the same. It is 1779, and Claire and Jamie are at last reunited with their daughter Brianna, her husband Roger, and their children on Fraser's Ridge. Having the family together is a dream the Frasers had thought impossible. Yet even in the North Carolina backcountry, the effects of war are being felt. Tensions in the colonies are great, and local feelings run hot enough to boil hell's tea kettle. Jamie knows loyalties among his tenants are split, and it won't be long until the war is on his doorstep. Brianna and Roger have their own worry, that the dangers that provoked their escape from the 20th century might catch up to them. Sometimes they question whether risking the perils of the 1700s among them, disease, starvation, and an impending war, was indeed the safer choice for their family. Not so far away, young William Ransom is still coming to terms with the discovery of his true father's identity, and thus his own. And Lord John Grey has reconciliations to make and dangers to meet on his son's behalf and his own. Meanwhile, the Revolutionary War creeps ever closer to Fraser's Ridge. And with the family finally together, Jamie and Claire have more at stake than ever before. So this is part of the Outlander series, as I said, by the amazing Diana Gabaldon. And it is called Go Tell the Bees That I Am Gone, Go Tell the Bees That I Am Gone, a novel, Outlander. And this is her 9th book, because if you go through, and I'm going to play a little bit of the, I do not own the rights to any of this. I'm just going to play a little bit of the synopsis. Again, I do not own the rights to this book. This is all owned by Diana Gabaldon, and I'm playing it from Amazon, a little bit of what the book is about.
There was a stone under my right buttock, but I didn't want to move. The tiny heartbeat under my fingers was soft and stubborn, the fleeting jolts of life. The space between them was infinity, my connection to the dark sky and the rising flame.
Move your arse a bit, Sassenach, said a voice in my ear. I need to scratch my nose and you're sitting on my hand.
Jamie twitched his fingers under me and I moved, turning toward him as I shifted and resettled, keeping my hold on 3-year-old Mandy, bonelessly asleep in my arms. He smiled at me over Jem's tousled head and scratched his nose. It must have been past midnight, but the fire was still high and the light sparked off the stubble of his beard and glowed as softly in his eyes as in his grandson's red hair and the shadowed folds of the worn plaid he'd wrapped about them both. On the other side of the fire, Brianna laughed, in the quiet way people laugh in the middle of the night with sleeping children near. She laid her head on Roger's shoulder, her eyes half closed. She looked completely exhausted, her hair unwashed and tangled, the firelight scooping deep hollows in her face. But happy. What is it you find funny, Ian? Jamie asked, shifting Jem into a more comfortable position. Jem was fighting as hard as he could to stay awake, but was losing the fight.
So, we'll be right back with more of the Outlander series. Hello and welcome to The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And as I said, I've been talking about Diana Gabaldon and her books for the Outlander series. We were talking about her latest book, Diana Gabaldon, Go Tell the Beast That I Am Gone, which was finally released November 21st or 23rd of, like, give me a second, let me check that. I should know this already, but apparently I do not. And I just said it. Give me a second here. I think it came out in November 23rd of 2021. It was released finally, book 9. And I wanted to read you the chronological order of her books that she's written. Diana Gabaldon, Outlander 1991. That was her first one. Diana Gabaldon, Dragonfly in Amber 1992. That came out, that was book 2 of the Outlander series, Dragonfly in Amber. Her book 3 was Voyager in 1993. Her book 4 was Drums of Autumn in 1996. The next book after that was The Fiery Cross, 2001. Then A Breath of Snow and Ashes in 2005. Then An Echo in the Bone, 2009. Written in My Own Heart's Blood was book 8 in 2014. And now in 2021, book 9, Go Tell the Beast That I Am Gone. And these books are thick, very thick books. She also has written some novellas, but I suggest you start with her books. And it is a beautiful series. Read the books. Watch the series on Showtime. And they have the older version of the series, so you can catch up on Netflix. And if you haven't caught up, you can watch it all there. And it is a beautiful series. And I think that the characters who portray Claire and Jamie have done a magnificent job. And just read her books. They're amazing. My mother-in-law got to meet her, has autographed books that I have here at the house. That she got from Diana Gabaldon, so that's exciting. And if you want to check out all about Diana Gabaldon, go to her website. It's dianagabaldon.com. You can read all about her books and the chronology of her books. It's dianagabaldon.com. And you can read all about her process, how she writes. She's a New York Times bestseller. She's done so many things that she's done. Started out as a marine biologist. There's so many fascinating things you can find out about this amazing author. So I hope you'll check it out. And we'll be right back. Now it's time for author news, my author news. Basically, it's been a little slow, guys. I'm not going to lie to anyone because of my work, which I'm very grateful that I have work every day at school. I am a building substitute. I'm there at school every day. But there's a lot going on with school and stuff around me here at home with my kids and my family, friends that are family. My husband, who changed jobs, which I'm very, very glad, grateful for, I'm grateful for his job. That's what I meant. He had a great job, but now is working for our dear friends, the Godoys, who are family. We're very, very glad that he took this job. But there's a lot of stuff around us that is, that changes every day. So we're pretty grateful and my children, and I'm very grateful for all the people around me, those that tune into the podcast, and also I want to give thanks that I have this platform, and I hope to do more with it and bring you more good content, more good authors to come and speak here. And I'm thinking about Tish McWeber, hopefully bring her on soon. I know she did a podcast with the Constantins of Chatting with the Constantins. Shout out to them, John and Destiny Constantin. You're doing amazing. a shout out to them. I want to send a big shout out to Joe Flair and Kit and the Joe Flair Show and all the great podcasts out there. I know Jessica Nizolek also does her own podcast, sending love to her as well. And I hope to bring her on as well, and others that want to come on to the show, of course. My author friend, Lori Fontanez, and all the amazing author writers out there, editors. And I hope that we'll be able to do that soon. But I wanted to say that I am working on my books. I need to put more time into what I do. I was listening to the podcast for Chatting with the Constantins. Please check them out. They're on Anchor. They're on Stitcher. They're on Spotify. They're on Apple Podcasts. It's Chatting, C-H-A-T-T-I-N, with the Constantins. So check out Destiny and John Constantin. And I'll try to put their link up here on my podcast so you can see in the description and check them out. I was listening to them speak with the amazing Tish McWeber, who's an author and blogger and writer and everything. She does a lot of Tish inspiration stuff. And I heard Destiny, who's an amazing writer also. I met them through Coffee House Writers. So shout out to all of them, to our former CEO, Jessica Kay, and of course the new CEO, Lisa Milden, and all the wonderful writers, editors. All you guys are amazing. And all the people that came out of Coffee House Writers, shout out to them. But I was listening to Destiny say, you know, she needs to, her New Year's resolution is to make more time for herself, because I think her dad was saying that she doesn't know how to say no, and sometimes you have to. And those are things that you got to learn to do, especially when you're trying to write, work on time for yourself. It's very hard for us to do that, to make time for it. For me, it's as a mom, it's finding that time and navigating that time, especially when you're with your kids. I talk to my friends who are like my sisters all the time. Me and Lisa are trying to find time to clean out our clutter and do things. Shannon and I too, we discuss like trying to find time to work out, or, you know, like Lisa works out, and trying to make dinner and trying to navigate. And we forget about ourselves in trying to do that. So I'm going to work on trying to make more time to get my books out there and finish my Battered Mind this year. This is the goal I have, to finish it, finally get it done, and upload all my books to Ingram Spark and do all the different things that I want to do. But I'm going to work on that. And it was interesting to listen to that, because we forget to make time for ourselves. And we just have to learn to do that and dedicate that time for ourselves. But basically, that's what I'm going to work on, and bringing you more writing tips with the Amy Peters book, The Writer's Devotional, with Walter Mosley, How to Write a Novel, with Character Traits, the different books I have that are for many different writers, authors, and of course recommend more books and hopefully share more excerpts of my own writing as well. But I of course the amazing Jeff Brown. Don't forget to check out his book, AJ Brown. Type AJ Negative blog, and he's on Facebook. You can find him on Facebook. Him and his wife Catherine Brown are such inspirational. Kate Brown, very inspirational people. Don't forget to check out his latest cover for his new book coming out, Grimm, and the amazing talents of Lisa Vasquez, who was my mentor, and I was able to do internships at Stitch Smile Publications. Check them out. Check out Lisa Vasquez. Check out all the people, you know, there. And thank you all for always tuning in to the Daily Whistlestein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Don't forget to share about your coffee, your love of coffee. And I hope to do more shows, and I hope you enjoy this show. And again, I'm so glad I got to recommend books by the amazing Dr. Martin Luther King and the legacy he has left us and continues to leave us. And even though his time was cut short, We honor you, Dr. King, and everything that you left us and gave us. I hope you all will check out the books I recommended. And also thank you for joining me to recommend the latest book by amazing author and best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, Diana Gabaldone, who has the Outlander series and also this the books of the Outlander series, as well as the series is also on, it's on Stars, not on Showtime, sorry about that, and also available on Netflix. You can catch up on all the latest seasons. I believe this year is when, later this year, we'll have the new season of the latest season for the Outlander, which has been adapted into TV. And I hope you'll check them out. And I think the actors in the series have done a great job as far as Claire Randall and Jamie Fraser are concerned. And the whole cast, I hope you enjoy. And thank you for joining me again for The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presented the Coffee Chronicles. And we'll be back with a wrap-up. Now it's time for the wrap-up of The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm enjoying my big cup of Gevalia coffee. I just wanted to say again how grateful I am for everyone who downloads and listens to The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. I'm going to try to do some live Q&A shows with other authors and try to talk about my own work, maybe a Q&A with myself, where you all may have questions about my books and my latest books, and I'll try to get all that established. But I also wanted to say, if you listen to The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, if you could add a message and a shout out so I can share it here on the show, I would love to do that. And I appreciate all the comments and the amazing support I get from the podcast. I want to thank everyone for that, but I wanted to send a big shout out to John Constantine of the Chatting with the Constantines, with him and Destiny, his daughter. Thank you for the big shout out in February. I shared it on this episode, February of last year. You sent a big shout out about being grateful for being on the show. I want to say thank you, and I hope to do the same for your show and send a message to you as well, my friend. I hope you and Destiny get to come back to the podcast. We can talk, share more stuff of what's been going on with you guys. But don't forget to check out Chatting with the Constantines through Anchor FM. And they're available through other platforms, as well as The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM is also available through other platforms as well. I hope you all have a blessed one. And thank you again for joining me on The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM on this Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. Have a great one and enjoy the rest of your day. Join me again. Thank you. This has been The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. Thank you.